T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going to go to the Westar. I want to talk more about that, but I want to go to the Westar hotline because I told this guy he was coming on to talk draft. I lied. I just got him on to trash Sal.
I saw him yesterday, and he told me he was coming on the show.
Yeah, but
I didn't know. Howard booked that?
I try to keep secrets. I'm like the Raiders. I wanted to have a surprise guest.
You throw me out of the room before
that's right,
booking
before
the show.
Booking Josh Reed from Channel 4, WIVB-TV, who's with us on the Westar Hotline. And Josh, welcome to the show. Forget about the draft. I just want you to come up with really embarrassing stories about Sal.
Hey, good morning, guys. And I don't know how I feel about being a quote-unquote Raiders surprise guest, because we know the Raiders surprises haven't necessarily been good surprises. And I'm going to tell you a little something about Sal that I'm not sure you know about. When this guy gets on the road, he is a karaoke legend. You crank up the Billy Joel for this guy or the Frank Sinatra, and he will stand. Knowing him on a personal level, you guys won't be shocked by this.
No.
Give him a microphone.
Oh, man.
And he's good to go. He's set.
I'm going to need video of this next year.
And he is not afraid to belt out the tunes.
That's funny.
And he's actually good. I wish I could say that he was bad, but unfortunately, I would fall into that
category. Well, now we know he does those Facebook Lives on the road.
Yeah.
Next year, Facebook Lives, got to be him doing karaoke.
Absolutely.
I think we should make that happen for sure.
In fact, if you want to all join in together, if you do a little New York, New York, the media could do like a kick line. I mean, that would look kind of cool on Facebook Live. But I don't want to suggest anything. All right, we did get John to talk draft. You got a guy? Josh, do you have a favorite? First of all, is there someone who you really would love to see the Bills bring in, or are you open for ideas?
Well, this you'll like. I'm a Hawkinson guy.
Oh, good for you. Now, I did not know that. That's not why I booked Josh for the show.
That's exactly why. We chatted before. No. I was listening to your last – and I listen to you guys all the time, and every argument you make for Hawkinson, I find myself nodding my head as you're talking. I'm like, yep, that's right. That's right. I don't care – about since 1980, and that doesn't bother me, because in 1980, not the only tight end that was good at catching passes was Ozzie Newsome. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can't. I think that they need to give Josh Allen that playmaker, and they did a nice job of adding pieces, you know, at wide receiver. But I think Hawkinson gives you a guy over the middle that can just make plays on a consistent basis. And at the end of the day, it's about making Josh Allen better. And he would make Josh Allen better, which in turn would then make the running game better. Now, with that being said, I wouldn't mind seeing an offensive lineman added to the mix. I don't feel like there's that much of a difference in my mind as far as helping Josh Allen in the offense. If Juwan Taylor was there and that's the direction they went, or Jonah Williams.
I think with the Bills, at least with the first pick, Josh, it always comes down. I think it's a two-part question, you know, whenever we talk about it. It's who do you want, and then who do you think the Bills will take? I don't think they'll take Hawkinson. I hope they do. But I have a suspicion it would be up front on the offensive line or defensive line, and more likely a pass rusher, depending on how their board is stocked or stacked up. Who do you think the Bills would end up taking?
Ed Oliver. I think that if he's there, you know, they've added, I believe the count is now to 18 free agents, and 14 of them are on offense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not counting the guy they signed from the CFL. So that would up the percentage a little bit more. So that sets up for them to go draft heavy on the defensive side of the ball. I think if any one of the pass rushers or guys up front are available, including Ed Oliver, I have trouble believing that Sean McDermott could be talked down off of that stance. You know, we all know that Sean is a defensive minded head coach, and that's how he still plans on winning games. And if that's the case, then if one of these really elite defensive linemen are still on the board, I'd be shocked if they don't take a guy like Ed Oliver.
So that's day one. This just in, the draft does go beyond Thursday. So, you know, Friday are big picks too. You know, you got 40, you got 74. So rounds two and three, Josh, as you look at it, and maybe we get back to your original point about helping Josh Allen. If they go pass rush in round one, you would, right? We should expect one, if not both, of the picks on day two going to offense and maybe skill positions.
Yeah, I do like a couple of the tight ends that have been projected to go in the second round. I believe Irv Smith, the tight end out of Alabama, is projected by most to go in the second round. I think if the Bills don't go tight end in the first round, maybe he is a prospect to look at. I love a name that Sal mentioned, Chase Winovich. Hmm. This kid from Michigan. I'm actually a Michigan fan, even though I grew up in Ohio, which is a whole other story. I'm a Michigan fan, so I watch a lot of their games on Saturday. This kid he would be beloved in Buffalo. I mean, he can flat out play, and he just, the way he gets after it, people would be a big fan of his. But yeah, I think that obviously a lot of it depends on what they do in the first round. But I still believe they have to add more to the offensive line. I just have, you know, you have to protect Josh Allen at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think it's with the offensive line, you touched on a moment ago, they definitely addressed it in terms of numbers. But I think if you look at the group, we would all expect Morse to be the starting center, lock it in, write it in ink, whatever you have to do. I think with the rest of the guys, I know Sal brought up games played and experience, and Nesecki's contract is a little larger than the other guys. But I feel like you can throw all those other linemen they signed, maybe five other guys, whatever it is, throw them into a hat. I don't go in thinking they also found a starter at guard or tackle or anything else other than a starter at center, and assuming Dawkins is starting.
Yes, I agree. I think they did that a little bit last year where they went into camp with, quote-unquote, competition at the positions along the offensive line. Now, I'll say this. The people they have competing this time around are better. You know, I think anything was going to be an upgrade from Miller and Mills. And I think that they did a nice job of bringing and signing guys through free agency who are going to offer more talent in that competition area. At the end of the day, if they go out and draft, I've been a Juwan Taylor guy. You know, him and Hawkinson, I go back and forth on as far as who I'd like to see them take at nine. I think Juwan Taylor's a guy, the tackle from Florida, that if they draft him, he immediately starts at right tackle. And then, you know, you have Deion at left tackle. And I know that he took a step back last year, but he admitted that he did. So you'd like to think that he knows going into the offseason and he needs just to work harder, basically. You know, Wyatt Teller and Morris, and now you're starting to see some an offensive line take shape. But as you mentioned, Nsekhe signed a decent-sized deal, so you'd think that somewhere they are planning on him winning a job.
Well, we have Josh on the line here. He's been kind enough to join us to talk about the draft. I know you guys have coverage as well coming up, including Sal. So why don't you get a little plug in for your Thursday night draft show?
Yeah, we have a draft show to preview the Bills draft coming up Thursday night on Channel 4 at 7:00. So yeah, it'll be myself and the whole Buffalo Kickoff Live crew. So we're looking forward to it. Obviously, we'll break down what the Bills are going to do extensively. You know, what we think they will do at number 9 overall, and then of course, you know, down through the draft, what we believe they'll do. And there's an interesting kind of historical piece on what the Bills done, you know, through the drafts and some of their big hits and big busts through the draft. So it's, it'll be a good time.
All right. Well, enjoy the draft. I look forward to seeing the video of Sal karaokeing at some point next football season on the road.
A little uptown girl, maybe. Yes, that sounds good.
I was thinking more scenes from an Italian restaurant, but whatever. It's negotiable. We can pick a Billy Joel song.
Very good. Awesome. Thanks.
Thanks for coming on, Josh.
Absolutely. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.